At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome inside. Happy Tuesday.
Nice and spicy.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Game of the night in the NBA. We hit the ground running. We'll get to the NIT. The Lakers and the Bucks headed to overtime right now in Milwaukee. You're like, wait, what? I checked on this game like a half hour ago, and the Bucks are up by 50. The Lakers with a huge run, a 26-7 run to close the fourth quarter. This game is going to overtime. D'Angelo Russell had a chance to put the Lakers up in the final seconds, but he got his shot blocked and went off himself out of bounds. And then the Bucks throw a lob to Giannis, who is guarded by Anthony Davis. There's a lot of contact, but Giannis is able to catch the ball a couple of feet from the rim, and he just misses.
Went for the finger roll, yeah, or like a little push shot, he and time, left it short.
He had time. I don't get it. He had time. He didn't have to do it, but it went in for the alley-oop, and he put it up, and it went short, and he fell down. He tried to sell a call. There was none. There was no contact after he got the ball. And then Austin Reeves, with 0.8 of a second left, because the Lakers got the basketball back, just missed from about 40 feet. So now we are in overtime at 101 apiece.
Was doing his best to roll bank. Reeves now just one assist shy of a triple-double for this one. The Giannis play was the anticipation, right, of like Davis was just going to hammer him.
Yeah.
Kind of like we watched last week, you know, the official assuming that in chasing down that it was just going to be a very hard foul. Instead, it was the clean block for Samford through the hands. Same kind of thing here. Giannis was anticipating big contact, so didn't drive at Davis with authority, instead left it short. And now we get some free basketball on all our monitors here in the beautiful TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios.
I don't mean to bury the lead, but the best part of the last couple minutes was the discrepancy, whether D'Angelo Russell, the ball was off him going out of bounds, and then how much time was left for the Lakers at the end for a final shot.
Well, and then there was the play on the ground, though, also that required another review.
Yes.
Where Giannis, was he fouled on the ground? Did he walk? And yes, it all comes back to the same visual for you and me.
But of all three of these reviews, LeBron James, who is not playing tonight,
that's right,
is on the floor yelling at the officials in a varsity jacket and a wool red cap.
Red knit cap.
Like,
yes.
He's inside. He's indoors. And he's wearing a wool hat.
He's close to being one of the guys hanging out singing doo-wop in Rocky.
No,
with the apparel that he's wearing.
Take me back. Do-do-do-do. Take me back.
You gotta.
That's Frank Stallone in that scene, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take me back. I have a thing with wearing a wool hat indoors. I have a thing about, you know me, wearing a jacket and shorts. I have a thing. Wearing a wool hat indoors. I'm like, come on, really? You're wearing a wool hat indoors? Really?
I do sometimes.
Wearing a wool hat indoors? Indoors. You're wearing a wool hat.
I've done it here before.
You're wearing a wool hat.
Yeah.
You're wearing a... No, you haven't.
Sure, I have.
No, you haven't come in here because I would have said, what the hell's wrong with you? You can't wear a wool hat indoors.
Part of your 9-week return from sleeping wrong without a pillow.
Dude, you can get your ass kicked
right?
wearing a wool hat.
No, but Frostberg, I mean, I was in here with a knit cap on multiple times.
Wasn't
when,
wool,
when he wasn't around.
No, wool cap. But he's wearing a big, heavy
ass
you would wear when you were 8, and your mom would put you in a jacket that you can't even move in and go outside to play in the snow. Like,
I'd wait for him to put his head down and start yelling, I'm the juggernaut, and running through people.
Ian McKellen is mad at him and puts him in prison like he does in X-Men 2. Sorry, spoiler alert. So again, that's what's happening right now. LeBron on the court and is allowed to, apparently. LeBron not in the game is allowed on the floor to argue with the officials in between these plays.
He's the king.
Three times.
He's been wearing these guys out all night long, and then those final 2 minutes were more about him. They might as well have just done a picture-in-picture. How quickly is
Darvin,
he getting off the bench?
Darvin, dude, can you please keep LeBron off the floor? Please, the guy, I mean, I don't want to look bad. I mean, but he's not playing. Come on, man. He can't come on the floor and start yelling at me every single time, especially when he's wearing a varsity jacket and a woolen hat. Like he's outside.
You're not dressed professionally.
Snow.
Sit down.
You know, he's dressed like he's going to come knock on my door going, would you like your walk shoveled? $10 first half hour.
Salt for an extra $5.
You ever been to Milwaukee in this time of year? It's like 30 degrees.
Yeah, but he's also indoors. He's also indoors now.
He's going to be outdoors.
He's indoors where a lot of players aren't even wearing, they're wearing tank tops.
He's
you know
the
what,
king.
Though?
Yeah.
This is a good move, though. As soon as the game is over, and say it had gone the way it was for the Lakers, and they were getting the doors blown off in the fourth quarter, he was ready to just walk out the side door and go to dinner.
No, this is true.
Right?
This
There's
is
no true. Showering. Yeah, There's no need to go, and get dressed or go find other clothes. You know, you're dressed in a suit, but that's not what you want to wear going out to the greater Milwaukee area. Mm. No, instead, now he's just ready to walk out the door.
Right now, it is the first lead for the Lakers tonight. AD has hit a three. Spencer Dinwiddie has hit a three. Lakers lead it by 3 with 2 minutes to go in overtime. So still long ways to go in this. It's a one-possession game. Milwaukee's got the ball. We will keep you posted on this throughout the rest of the game.
Really not enough shots, isolation of Doc Rivers.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Giannis should have put it in. Not my fault. That's not my fault.
Just saying. I mean, that's pretty disrespectful to your viewing audience. He's part of the comedy of this collapse.
Oh, this is the national feed. This is the Laker feed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. So, job seekers, never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. Meanwhile, we had a big day in the NFL today. All kinds of rule changes.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. A lot of them I said, nah. One, I absolutely love. All the big NFL news today. A lot of them I said, nah. But one I said, no, I love this.
Okay.
This I absolutely love. I love it. So here's what we had. We had the kickoff rules changed.
Yeah.
We added Christmas Day games. The NFL trade deadline was moved. And we had more penalty categories being reviewable. Which one do you think is my yes? Love it, love it, love it, love it. Which one is my yes? Do I love all four
Wednesday
of
Wednesday football doubleheader and Friday night Browns in Brazil. Let's get it on.
Remember, kickoff was changed.
Yeah. Oh, I added the Friday night
the
season opener.
Christmas Day games on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
The NFL trade deadline moved to the middle of November. And the more penalty categories
well,
reviewable.
Well, knowing you, it's C. It's the trade deadline.
Trade deadline, I'm kind of meh.
Nah.
Nah, I'm meh about the trade deadline because it's after week 9. Okay. Not really that big a deal. I don't think anybody is saying between week 8 and week 9, hey, we're in it. Okay, we're not in it. We're not going to go for it. I don't see it. Because that's not a big deal.
If you're really going to do it, session, though.
If you're really going to do it, then say, you know what? Make the trade after week 12. When teams can say, okay, we're 6-6 and we're in it. Because right now, is there a difference between if we're, hey, yo, we're 5-4, we're 4-5, we're 3-6, are we going to go for it? We can do it.
Well, I mean, look, if you're Jerry Jones, you're all in anyway.
Make it later. As we have seen, players can pick up the playbook pretty easy. Oh, Josh Dobbs could have zero practices and still lead the Vikings to a win, not even knowing the names of the guys he's throwing the football to.
He might have had stuff getting beamed back from space. He might have made some friends in his studies and travels.
Space quarterback, Josh Dobbs, space man.
No, the obvious answer is D.
Spaceman.
More reviews.
Spaceman.
Lots more reviews.
Spaceman.
More rules.
Yeah, no, meh about that. Because we'll just to finish on that, what really needs to be pushed is the baseball trade deadline. You want to push that from the end of July to the middle of August, you'll see a lot more trades. That's the one trade deadline that needs to get pushed. Football, meh.
I say no deadline at all.
But trade whenever. Right. They're allowed to make that trade
you want.
The day before the end of the regular season. Yes, we're making that trade. Yes. The penalty categories that are now reviewable, roughing the passer, intentional grounding, and hits out of bounds. This is the biggest W for the NFL, for fans, for quarterbacks, for defensive players. This is something everybody can get behind, right? Because they should be reviewable. Roughing the passer, nobody gets more upset about penalty flags that are thrown than when you see a ridiculously bad roughing the passer thrown. So now, that's reviewable, right? Also, hey, intentional grounding, he's not outside the tackle box. Yeah, okay, but I'm glad that's reviewable. But hits out of bounds? Yeah. I mean, all of these are great, but especially the roughing the passer. Defensive players finally are saying, oh, we get a win. It's been like 40 years since we got a win.
Yeah, they took the huge L yesterday with the hip drop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They'll take this. Hey, listen, I know we're screwing you on the hip drop, but we're going to give you something even better tomorrow.
The evolution of the cornerback position. Why is that guy 245?
Nah.
It's the only way he's going to be able to break down the running backs.
I know you like the hip drop. We're not doing it.
We've changed this all.
But...
I don't like the hip drop. I'm just saying, some of these guys, you might as well just wave at them as they run
past
you.
But this is the one that needs to be reviewed, that you can make reviewable the most, the roughing the passer, because these penalties are just awful that are being called. It's like, are you kidding me with this? Are you kidding throwing the flag here? Now, Patrick Mahomes is going to be very upset because now the Chiefs' offense is now going to be cut in half.
Well.
You know, because how many every drive Mahomes relies on a roughing the passer penalty to keep it going. So it's going to really hurt the Chiefs. So it kind of brings the Chiefs down and it helps the rest of the NFL. Like when a rising tide raises all boats. So it raises all the boats up to the level of the Chiefs.
Well, you know, the explanation from the official is just going to be it did not rise to the level.
Well,
and the flag will remain.
Now, look, I want to be positive.
Let's be honest about
this. I want
to
be positive. I want to be positive here. I want to be Perry positive about this because this is a good day because it's great that these things are getting reviewed. But yes, the big question is, are these going to get overturned? Or are they going to get cursory reviews? And there's no evidence to support the overturning this. So yes, this is still pass interference.
He may have grazed
right?
his
This is still
helmet,
a late
whatever.
Hit out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, the pass interference, look, if you could review those all the time, and I know you had the motion pass that if you get one of your challenges right, you get the bonus. So you've got that rolling for you as well. But yeah, the pass interference is always the one that I'd like to most because, you know, that and the quarterback roughing penalties are the two most egregious and punitive to opposing defenses. You know, chuck it up and hope that there's enough contact that you draw the flag. Hey, we just picked up 45 yards. I don't know. But
it's going to screw the Chiefs,
steps.
Man. This is going to screw the Chiefs. Because, really, Mahomes, every drive, where the extra 50? Oh, right. Down that 3rd and 6, they got that roughing the passer call. Okay, great. That's... Now it's reviewable.
Was he sliding? Was he not? Was he all of those things?
I'm hopeful that they do throw the flags. I can't believe that we're actually going to get a rule where it's not happening. Maybe in the worst world, there's going to be a little bit of hesitancy, and then we're going to see it. Like in the beginning, okay, not a lot is getting overturned, but we're going to get it at some point, and we start getting it as the season goes on. you know, maybe that's how it's going to wind up going. But I mean, look, they're not going to put this in without seeing some kind of change, because obviously, yeah, because these are penalties that flip games.
Sure.
Right. This is not, hey, we're going to look at a defensive holding penalty on second and six. This is, I mean, these penalties flip games. Late hits out of bounds. Intentional grounding, not that big a deal, because you're losing the down and it's you're already, nothing happens on the play anyway. You're not gaining anything. Yes, it's like a sack. So, okay, it's not, that doesn't flip a game. But these flip games, especially the roughing the passer. So that's why this is the biggest thing today. When I saw that, I said, yes, NFL did something really good with it. The rest of it, yeah, but this NFL did something good.
Two games to bet on Christmas Day.
Oh, we'll get to that.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, no. Well, there's a reason why I like that, but I'm still kind of mad. I like it, but I'm still kind of mad.
Okay.
I'm still kind of,
because you know the Jets are going to end up playing on the Wednesday.
No. They're not going to put the Jets on a Wednesday. See what happened? They put the Jets on the Black Friday game. Look what happened last year.
Well, I mean, it's not
their fault.
Don't
play the kick six. Don't play the pick six. Yeah. Hail Mary. No.
Did you say play the pick six?
I did not say that.
It's not your
did not say
I
that.
Hear him right.
I don't think so. I think he wanted to hear it.
I'll make a deal with you.
It was historic.
I'll make a deal with you, Frostburg. I'll make a deal with you. You don't. We talk about this tonight. You do not play the Dolphins Jets Hail Mary pick six, and I won't mention the big three that Dame Lillard just hit to put the Bucks up by two with 13 seconds left to go.
Well, I don't care. You just mentioned it.
That was some really big rotation going all the way corner to corner to get back to a wide open Dame Lillard.
Now, speaking of basketball, the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of 64, but four listeners right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. So, Lakers and the Bucks again now. I'll give you an update on this. Bucks with a 2-point lead, 117-115. The Bucks swing it around. Damian Lillard wide open, hits a three. The Lakers do have the ball with one chance left to tie. We'll bring you that result coming up next, as well as more from the NFL, more big rule changes. It's just kind of meh, but I can't wait to talk about the Cowboys after today. I really can't. It's next right here, Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast NBA DNA with Hannah Storm digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings, get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. is in first place, 55 out of a possible 64 points, but four listeners right behind him with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Lakers and the Bucks just starting double overtime, tied at 117. The Bucks with a chance to win the game on the last play of overtime. Damian Lillard floats in for an 8-footer, and Anthony Davis sets it back in his face to end overtime. AD, this shot had no chance. AD just went up and got it, pulled down the rebound himself, and now we are in overtime, 117 to 117. This would be a heartbreaker for the Lakers to lose after being counted out. This is a huge lead for the Bucks. The Lakers end the fourth quarter on a 26-7 run to send it to overtime. We're in double OT, where we're still tied with 2.5 left.
Anthony Davis, 32-21 and four blocks.
It's a pretty good night.
Hachimura.
I mean, he's not Dante DiVincenzo, but still, it's a pretty good night.
Well, I mean, you didn't even get into your Buddy Boeheim shooting barrage he's had the last couple of games.
Look at Buddy.
Right?
Huh?
I've been seeing some supercuts of him. You know, former guest of the show, Buddy Boeheim.
Sure, right sure. There. Now, although not a great day for former Syracuse players. Not a great day for
Well,
that.
We've
not
got questions.
Yeah. Not a great day for former walk-ons. Not a great day. Not a great thing.
You want to talk about a backstory we need the made-for-TV movie about.
Nope.
How the hell you get roped up in all that?
The dude was a walk-on, and he left Syracuse, and he finished someplace else. That was it.
Yes.
It doesn't happen. So, we will have more NBA on the way, but we have to get to this big news with the Cowboys. But first, you mentioned part of the NFL rule changes today, right? We talked about the four of them are the four big pieces of news in the beginning of the show. The trade deadline gets pushed to the middle of November. More penalty categories are now reviewable, including roughing the passer, which is awesome. The kickoff has been changed, which we'll get to. And we're going to get two more Christmas Day games now. Mm-hmm. The NFL saying, blank you, NBA. We're going to put a couple of games on. Good. Because there was a big audience for the game last year. Obviously, Ravens 49ers. You can't just put any game on Christmas Day. You got to have a good one on Christmas Day. But we're going to have two games on Christmas Day. Now, I am kind of meh on this because Christmas Day, I'm like, all right, if they're at night, fine. If they're going to be at night, great. We have good games at night, fine. But mainly, I like this because what if I've been telling you for 10 years, eventually, we're going to get NFL seven nights a week.
Every damn night.
What's the toughest day? I always said, right? The toughest day. Sunday we have already. Monday we have. Thursday we have. Saturday we have at the end of the season, right after college football is played. We have some Friday now, right? We have that, right?
We're getting to Friday.
You can easily add Tuesdays if you want to. We've got a Tuesday game.
We've seen that. No, but we saw proof of concept during COVID.
But right. We had Tuesday afternoon games during COVID, sure. But what's the big day? I said it's really tough. Wednesday nights is going to be the tough one. Nope. We're getting two games on Wednesday, everybody. NFL every single day. Every single day.
You get creative with the scheduling. Figure out how the bye weeks work and how to massage the schedule. And as always, make nice with the PA and all of the different cuts and revenue streams and all of this. Because remember, every extra game that they can sell off to Amazon, to Peacock, to whoever, it just makes that pie that much bigger. And they get half of it. So, it's the easiest argument in the world. Everything else, the minutiae on details and health benefits and everything that we raise our hand and say, what the hell are you doing every time there's a CBA? Like, those are hard conversations because people are at different levels of their career, different experience, different monies banked, all of that stuff. But when it comes to this, like, wait, it grows the pot right now while I'm playing. Yes. I will affirm that right now. And the player reps don't have to even go ask for a vote because everybody's going to say, wait, it's going to get us all how much more per person across the league? It's an easy sell. And for the league to go in and come riding in and do the Degeneration X chop to the NBA, yeah, they're going to love it.
Told you. Every day, we're getting close. We're getting close.
Well, because they thought this year was going to be the tough one, right? Because it was Wednesday, and last year, even I think they opined and kind of talked about it even during the broadcast. Like, all right, we've got a special game here, special event, whatever else. But, you know, next year will be a Wednesday. And you and I, we're, you know, in Frostburg, we're exchanging our pleasantries. Like, yeah, you're telling me they're not going to have a game next year. They're going to suddenly fold on Christmas Day after the ratings and interest of a game like this? No, it's all just a matter of how flexible and bendy your scheduling is as the year goes on.
Every day, NFL every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. Yeah,
that is a good mantra. It's coming. It's NFL coming. Every day.
Yes, NFL every day.
I mean,
day.
Their NFT, you know, online digital card program is called NFL All Day.
I'm willing to cut the season by a few games if you can start and have the NFL every day when we start week one. We start, you know, Thursday night to start the season, right? Thursday night starts the season. Friday. We'll take Saturday off because college football, so that's
fine. Well, give them a little
bit. But Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm willing to cut however many games you cut the season if you're going to give me an NFL game every day.
Think about our lives on air every night.
Can you give me two games every day? Can you give me two games every day? Could that work? Could you get two games a day? Like, that would be, oh, could you do that? I mean, the scheduling might explode, but you give me two games every day? Oh.
Hey, we go to our master schedule in his workroom. That man had a full head of hair. He looked like Lebowski at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Meanwhile, the day for the Dallas Cowboys. When I saw this today, first I laughed, and then I said, I told you. You know me, I hate to say I told you so. Right? I hate to say I told you so.
I think you offered to give that up for Lent,
but
I thought it was too punitive.
Yeah, no, I do. I hate to say that. But, boy, was I right about the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. What did I tell you from Jerry Jones's all-in comment the day he made it? Jerry Jones saying all-in means we're going to run it back with what we have. We're not spending this year, and maybe we'll spend next year. But this is the year where basically I'm going to say, you made this mess, now you guys clean it up, or I'll clean it up next offseason. And I told you that Dak Prescott was a big part of this. And Dak wasn't going to get a contract extension. They were going to play out this year and then decide, do we give Dak $50 million a year or $60 million a year, or do we let him go? Because that's really what's going to help the Cowboys stay a great team. You can find a quarterback that can give you what Dak Prescott gives you, and you're saving $60 million. You can figure out the rest of your roster. The Cowboys today, we find out that Dak Prescott is likely going to play this season under his current contract. There is no extension, and he's going to hit free agency in the offseason. Jerry Jones said, we're locked and loaded for 2024. What I told you about what all-in is. All-in, we're going to go. No, you're going to come back with the same guys, with less guys, actually, because you're going to lose players because you've signing guys to bad contracts. And good luck getting it done this year. And, oh, by the way, Dak Prescott's on a one-year prove-it situation.
Yeah.
As good as he was last year, the last two-thirds of the regular season. He was on a heater, and he was fantastic. But, boy, the playoff failures for Dak Prescott in Dallas are just immense. And I told you, everything changed last year when they lost to Brock Purdy and the Niners in that bad 17-12 loss. Everything, no matter what Dak did, he was going to be judged on the playoffs. And then they come out and they lay an absolute egg, and he is awful against the Packers. Now, he didn't play defense. He didn't help Jordan Love to a perfect quarterback rating, but
Dak Prescott was did nothing awful to stop the bleeding.
If he does not have a great season and lead the Cowboys deep into the playoffs, the Cowboys are going to let him go. And they're going to let him go because they're going to realize, okay, we've had the best of Dak Prescott, and we can't win a playoff game. He's just in the playoffs. He absolutely melts down. Now, so this is not that big a deal. They didn't extend Dak from Dak's perspective because, hey, Dak still wants to be, we know how bad he wants to be quarterback in the Dallas Cowboys. And if he's great next year and the Cowboys win a couple of games, you know Jerry Jones, he loves to write checks, especially to guys he feels like he discovered. Mm-hmm. He's got that feeling towards Dak Prescott. I drafted Dak. Lots of teams passed on him. So, yeah, if he has a great year, you know what, Dak, here you go. $60 million a year for the next, whatever it's going to be. Here's $180 million for the next 3 years, all guaranteed. He'll do that next year. But if he's not good, Dallas will let him walk. They've been moving towards this for a while. Those playoff losses are just awful, and they can't deal with it. And Dak's contract situation is what's going to keep them from fielding a really competitive team. It's too much money for a guy that when you get to the playoffs, okay, yeah, we're just okay. When you can have close to Dak Prescott's close to his production where you can really amp up the rest of the team. They couldn't go out and sign. They have no money to sign a running back. They have no money to bring in another wide receiver. They're losing players. They signed a long snapper. Congratulations. Very good. That's a big move. This is a Cowboys team that's going to stink this year. They're going to struggle to make the playoffs as much as, hey, Dak is, you know, still a good quarterback, but, you know, is he great? Is he going to lead them to the playoffs? No, they're going to struggle to make the playoffs. They'll be a 500 type team this year at best. And if Dak isn't great, and I'm telling you how this is going to go, the Cowboys are going to let him go. He's going to hit free agency next year, and they're going to let him go to another team. It's what they need to do because it's measured differently in Dallas. You can have great regular seasons, which he has had, but the playoff failures are so great, and they're so top of mind that this is what's going to push it the other way. Outside of a huge run, like the pressure that he's under, the Ryan Day-type pressure to go undefeated and win the national title with Ohio State, same thing for Dak. Dude, you got to win the NFC East, or you got to get into the playoffs. You got to carry us at least two wins into the playoffs, at least in the NFC Championship game, if you want to stay our quarterback. That's a ton of pressure for Dak to have it. He doesn't have the team. I don't see it happening. So if he asked me about my crystal ball, I would say this time next year or a little bit before this time next year, we're talking about Dak Prescott, free agent, and other teams are going to line up to try to go sign him, thinking maybe he'll be better with us.
Well, but that's it, right? And if you're Dak Prescott, you're also looking at that side of things as well, is that as well as you've played, you haven't exactly been dealt with a squad that dominated, and we've certainly have been going for years at the decision-making of McCarthy in big spots and Jason Garrett before him, right? So he's not alone in this. And from the team perspective, sure, you're already on the hook. What is he, 55 against the cap this year and 67, 68 or whatever the dead cap number is. You didn't have any money to go sign anybody. You've got to look at C.D. Lamb. Micah Parsons hasn't been paid yet either. So unless you're banking on another $30 million jump in your salary cap, you're getting no relief there and have to make hard decisions. On the other side, from a Dak perspective, is maybe you want to see what else is out there and not play with that star on the side of your helmet. Go to an organization where there's perhaps a bit of a better structure, communication, and not an owner wearing you out on air every Tuesday and Wednesday or whenever he decides to pick up the damn phone, right, to call in to the local radio station. So no franchise tag. He's got a no trade clause, all of those things. You run it back one more time. You've won 12 regular season games 3 years in a row. I mean, last year, again, as badly as the defense failed, I think Dak, for a large part of it, got a free pass. The offense did nothing to slow that train wreck down against Green Bay, right? It just kept going because they had short possessions and had that defense right back out there, and they were tripping over their tongues by the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dak and the offense, yeah, they've got to shoulder some of that. And for Jerry, he's frustrated, right? It's why Arthur Blank went and spent all the money he did on Kirk Cousins. These guys are looking, and the road up ahead, a lot shorter than the stuff behind them.
Yeah, it's like this is a gap year for the Cowboys. We're not going to do anything. And we're waiting for next year. It's like the Cowboys have said, we're punting on 2024. We're going to give you the team you saw, lots of guys from last year, no changes. And if it doesn't get better, then we're going to redo things after this year. Situation will be better.
But if you look around the division, you should be able to compete for the division, shouldn't you?
Oh, your division's terrible. Yeah, you should be. But you're a team that won 12 games last year. All you did was lose players now. You're going to be better?
Trevon Diggs really comes back, though.
You're going to be better?
I don't know.
Really going to be better? I mean, seriously. Seriously. I mean, you're not going to win the division. The Eagles will likely win the division. So you're talking about trying to get it as a wild card.
I mean, their owner went and put Sirianni on blast today.
I like their roster a lot better than I like the Cowboys roster.
No Jason Kelce to be that anchor, although Saquon Barkley kind of...
I feel better. It's a pretty good roster. I feel better about.
Yeah, how much do you love Jalen Hurts?
I told you.
Because everybody hates Jalen Hurts again.
I told you.
You want to talk
Cowboys,
about a guy riding a pendulum? Like, if you were just going to make a painting with AI, it would be the Jalen Hurts. Which side of that the pendulum swing is he on? Do you love him or do you hate him?
Told you about the Cowboys. Told you about Dak. This is how it's going. It's a gap year. Whatever happens, we're all in. I mean, by that, I mean, we're not really going
to
try.
But you know what? By doing this, they're far more entertaining to me.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, boy, we break down the game of the night in the NBA. Are the Lakers back? Is it Doc Rivers' fault? Do the Lakers really need LeBron? Wait, what? Yeah, that's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And wow, did we just see the end of a thriller in Milwaukee? Lakers and the Bucks go to double overtime. The Lakers without LeBron. Austin Reeves, his second career triple-double. And the Lakers closing the fourth quarter on a 26-7 run. Walk away with this.
The game is over. The Lakers battle back from 19 down. A tremendous second half. Thrilling win by the Lake Show. Hope you enjoyed it. That'll do it from Milwaukee. Final score once again in a couple of OTs, 128-124.
Billy Mack, the Lakers TV network, had to get off the air there fast.
Hey, it was second overtime. We're done.
Hey, we're overtime.
We're already in overtime.
We got to get to
billable
the news.
Hours. We're done.
We got to get to the news. They've been waiting for the news. We got a chase going on in L.A. We got
to
get there.
Geeter's
just
been waiting to
off.
Host the...
Just sign off now.
Game. Look, that was the quickest sign off after a game like that in history.
Unbelievable win. We're out of time. See you next time on the Lakers Television Network.
And it was like the other day. I was watching a chase here in L.A. that just kept going, right? It was when we were covering on air, and it really went late, and it went through what the normal news cycle was, and then they stopped it when it was time for a Friends rerun.
Well,
not to actually show the news, but to go to the Friends rerun.
Sometimes your job's a joke, you're broke. You know, you always feel like you're always stuck
ratings.
In second gear.
What are you going to do?
Has it been your day, your week, your month, even your year? You got to get there.
Man.
Oh, wait. This is the one where Joey dies as Drake Ramore on Days of Our Lives. Anyone else want to take an elevator ride? You, Dr. Thompson? I love you, Drake. Ah, forget it. His death scene was so good. But, look. The Lakers beat the Bucks tonight without LeBron, and we'll get to the Lakers side of this coming up in a minute. But to win without LeBron, they're 4-1. Their last five games without him. We talked about how great Austin Reeves was. Anthony Davis with a huge block at the end of regulation, helping keep Giannis away from the rim for an alley-oop that could have won the game. But this game tells me a lot, and it's panic button time for the Bucks. Because the Bucks went out and got Damian Lillard so they could control the end of games like this. They are 0-4 in their last four games they've played, decided by 3 points or less or in overtime. And this is in the Doc Rivers era. This is Doc Rivers era. They went out and got Damian Lillard because what did they see? End of game seven, first round last year, Grayson Allen taking a shot that went up after the clock hit zero. Okay, we got to change that. So they go out and get Damian Lillard. Now we're fixing things. Everything's fixed. End of games, Lillard's get the ball. But look at what happened. They struggle. They're big three tonight. You're talking about a big three that anybody in the NBA would want to have with Giannis and Lillard and Middleton. And they couldn't beat a Laker team playing without LeBron. I mean, seriously, just think about that for a second, right? You had a big night from Reeves, but you're talking about a big three that you fixed all your problems. And now at the end of game, what do we see at the end of regulation? Giannis tried an alley-oop, couldn't get it, couldn't get off of AD. Lillard tried a floater, AD blocked it and sent the shot back in his face. Mm-hmm. These were things that getting Damian Lillard was supposed to take care of, and it is not. And I'm watching a Bucks team that, hey, when they get out in front run, they're great. When the Bucks get up big, yes, they can open the floor up, and it's kind of like watching the Warriors of years past sometimes. Like, wow, when they get up, like, that's it. You're not coming back against them because their propensity to hit shots. But you get in that close game, and we all know the playoffs are close games, and I'm not seeing the closing that the Bucks were supposed to be able to have. I'm not seeing it easier for Giannis to close because of the presence of Damian Lillard. I'm not seeing Lillard easier to close games. You just watched tonight what happened.
Well, that's give a couple up a 19 plays at the point end. Lead.
You're supposed to have that, and you don't have that. And you now, especially after you went and lost to the Lakers after Damian Lillard got a shot blocked by Dinwiddie, that could have been a game-winning shot to end the game a couple weeks ago. And now you lose again, and Lillard gets a shot block from 8 feet away. This is panic button time for the Bucks because you got to figure out close games. And there's not that many games left to figure out close games. We're in the final 10 games of the season now. We're getting to that time. It's almost playoffs. It's almost time.
Say it.
It's almost Knicks time.
No.
It's almost Knicks.
I thought you were going to say
it's almost playoff time.
End game now.
End game, we got to get deeper into the playoffs.
But I mean,
we're almost there now, man.
72 games in.
You're not figuring this out.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a couple of things to pull back on this. Number one, not often that you get doubled up at the free throw line at home. There's one. Giannis's inability, once again, to hit free throws rears its ugly head. Had an opportunity to make a couple late and rimmed them both out. So you got that flowing for you. Your point earlier about Middleton and Lillard, they shot a combined 13 for 44 on the night. Giannis did his job, 14 of 25, 21 and 11. But he did have 7 turnovers, a couple of really bad decisions along the way. And you just flow through. You know, you win the turnover battle. You get out rebounded by 8. That's fine. Massive night for Anthony Davis. But to your point, we've watched it time again. Now, I'm not in panic mode because, again, when you look throughout the East, you've got the Celtics who have had their issues closing out games, and they're far and away better than everybody. And then the rest of the Eastern Conference, including your beloved Knicks. Western Conference, I mean, Lakers 7-3 in their last 10.
40 wins now. 40 wins.
Giannis in the knit cap and on the sideline. So
you mean LeBron?
LeBron. Sorry. Giannis was kicking ass. Sorry, I got up in my head. But LeBron, doing some coaching, you get to buy him a game. Because that's the other thing here, right? You win a game, right, across conferences, fine. So whatever, however you want to decide what matters more than the other. But you win a game on the road with him in street clothes at this stage of the year against one of the top teams in the NBA. He gets a couple of nights of rest. I don't know how much he was resting. He probably logged about 15 miles on the sideline stalking it. But huge win for the Lakers. And as we know, the back end of the Western Conference is a mess. Mm. Just get in.
They're bleeping back.
AD, 52 minutes played tonight for the Lakers in that win. So,
when do they play next?
What's the big takeaway from the Lakers? And what about the biggest move the NFL made today affecting our games this fall? That's coming up next right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, this is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.